With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ken Barkley, you better, you bet, Odyssey BetQL. He joins us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Ken, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. I was feeling pretty good before, but now I'm beautiful. Now I feel really good.
Beautiful. I mean, people can watch you, right? And do your you better, you bet. Yeah. Costos really likes his hair. You can tell he's really a big fan of his hair. And he loves his hair. You love your hats. You always have a different hat on. It's always fun.
I have no hair, so I love my hats.
Yes,
my
hair. That's a good choice, right? Congratulations are in order as well. I saw yesterday Triton, which is I guess they do ratings of podcasts and so forth. And you guys, one of the top podcast in the country with You Better You Bet, and that's awesome, man. Good stuff, because y'all haven't been doing it that long, and to be already considered one of the top in the country based on downloads and so forth is a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, no, appreciate that. I think what it speaks to is just there's like a huge appetite right now with legalization, and it's football season at the same time, obviously. So, you know, New York legalizes sports betting, Connecticut legalizes sports betting, more states probably around the corner. And, you know, during football season, especially the playoffs, there's just a huge appetite for, you know, like everyone's going to watch these games. We saw the ratings for last weekend with the wild card games. Everyone's going to watch. Then people want to probably have some action on the game and appreciate that. We're doing pretty good.
All right. So as usual, every time we have Ken Barkley on, we always have our little handy dandy BetQL Odyssey tip sheet on the screen. So I am ready to go and act like I know what I'm talking about. So let me ask you this. When you do your projection models, because they have their little BetQL projection model, and it gives you projects the score, win percentage, first half score, projects all of this. When you do your own Ken Barkley, do you go through the same thing as they do, predicting all of this out before placing an actual bet?
So I will make a number on a game, like I will make a projected point spread and a total. But some of the things, so we can take this week's games as an example. I think that would be pretty helpful for people. Some of the things that I'm considering when I'm making a number, you know, I'll have kind of my rating for both teams. So if they were to play each other on a neutral field, what do I think about the point spread would be, knowing that kind of like 3 and 7 are the key numbers in the NFL. I think most people could actually probably make a number that's pretty close doing that. For this week's games, two things that stand out as extremely important. One, the two teams that have a week off, Tennessee and Green Bay, and I assume we'll talk about the Packers, obviously.
Sure.
One of the reasons, if you're looking in the betting market, you might think to yourself, you know, well, maybe not where you are, but across the country, if you're looking at the betting market, you might say, wow, like the Packers are really 5.5, 6 points better than the 49ers. What's built into that is a really strong boost because the Packers had a week off. And for Tennessee, who has not been very good this year, to be honest, their record is excellent, but they have not been rated very well. You might say, oh man, 3.5 against Cincinnati. Like that's crazy. What's built into that is obviously the extra time off. So that's one thing. And then the second thing that I think about at the start of the week is what injuries did the teams incur, or are they likely to kind of make public this week that could cause the line to change? So a couple examples of that would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive line. They might have be without two starters on Sunday against the Rams. That's obviously a strength of their team normally. And the Cincinnati defensive line, they have 3 of the 4 starters were maybe not going to play this week against Tennessee early in the week. We weren't really sure how that was going to go. So those two things, plus kind of just my difference between the teams, that's how I get to the number.
Okay, so based off of that, the BetQL model has the Titans at like 62.5% projected to win, yet the final score that they have is a 3-point difference between Tennessee and Cincinnati. I guess I struggle a little bit, Ken, with it being a 3-point game projected, and yet you're so confident that the team you're projected to win by 3 is going to win. I guess that's where my struggle is as a fan and somebody that, you know, doesn't bet necessarily.
Yeah, and I think your antenna are up on the right part of that for sure. So typically when a team is favored by 3 or 3.5, they will not be viewed as that likely by the betting market. to win the game. I think one thing that makes this game unique a little bit are the teams involved, and especially Tennessee. Tennessee has not shown an ability so far this year to build and maintain large leads against other NFL teams. They performed excellently against good teams when they're an underdog. They've definitely been very good in that role. But as a large favorite or games that are expected blowouts, they have not actually played very well, and they have not, you know, they're generally, their sort of scoring margin has not been as great. So I do actually think this game lands three more often than other NFL games that are going to be played this weekend. And I think that might contribute to kind of what BetQL see in there.
A lot of times in NFL games, you look at a game and you go, the better quarterback normally wins. Or at least that's how I view it. I think Joe Burrow is a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill.
That's it. That's the entire question.
That's it. Because again, I understand it's, well, Derrick Henry's coming back. I mean, I get it. I understand the weight of it, because there was talk of him being the MVP before he got hurt. So I understand how good Derrick Henry is, and you'll only have fresh legs. Now, will he be at a snap count to try and make sure he gets to the next week if they think they can get past Cincinnati without handing him the ball 30 or 40 times? That I don't know. But I'm just not a huge Ryan Tannehill guy at the end of the day. He's been without Julio Jones the majority of the year because of injury. Plus, he lost the other wide receiver because of injury as well, A.J. Brown. So I just look at this and go, I just don't know if I trust Ryan Tannehill in this game. The one thing that worries me, I think, if I'm a Bengals fan, is Titans defense is legit. I mean, that is a problem, but the Bengals have so much to work with on offense. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm nuts. I like Cincinnati.
So I don't blame you for liking Cincinnati, and you're not wrong. Just to poke a couple holes in the better quarterback always wins, or like that's the way to always think about it. So you're right. Like, as a talent, Burrow is better than Ryan Tannehill. Now, Ryan Tannehill has had seasons that were as good or better than what Joe Burrow did this season.
Sure.
But just for this year, like one game sample, and you poll everybody, who are they going to pick in the game? They're going to pick Joe Burrow in the game. So I understand that argument. But we have seen a lot of playoff results historically where more than the quarterback ended up determining the outcome. Like, Joe Flacco beat Peyton Manning at his place in a playoff game. Like, you know, like there's been no Blake Bortles beat Ben Roethlisberger in a playoff game.
Oh, yes.
Of significance.
Bortles was unconscious in that game. Yeah.
Right, yeah, right. So the idea of, like, I understand that that's kind of what leads to the thought process. My problem with Cincinnati in this game, so they played the Raiders last week. People aren't really focused on the statistics of that game. They're just like, oh, well, the Bengals won, and they even covered. Like, it must have gone okay. The Raiders, on a yards-per-play basis, outgained the Bengals in that game, and the Raiders made 900 mistakes, still outgained the Bengals yards per play, and went 1-for-5 in the red zone. Otherwise, they probably actually win the game. And then Cincinnati's coming into this game, and you're mentioning the quarterback. Here's my question. When the ball is snapped, so picture Cincinnati's playing defense, Tennessee's on offense. When the ball is snapped, what happens at the line of scrimmage? And this is where I think people may be undervaluing, like, Cincinnati's defensive line is extremely beat up coming into this game. Their two premier run-stopping defensive tackles, Ogunjobi and Mike Daniels, are both not going to play in this game. Trey Hendrickson, their pass rusher, is in concussion protocol. We think he's going to play, but like, what percent is he in the game? Derrick Henry's running at that.
Good point.
That's what he's running at. So just, I totally get it. I like Joe Burrow. I had a bet on him to win the Heisman when he was at LSU in the middle of the season. I love Joe Burrow, but like, that can't be the only thing that matters here. And I would be very worried about, like, the Raiders had some success running the ball last week. They were just losing for a lot of the game, so they couldn't do it very much. Josh Jacobs had a ton of room to run in that game. So that's what I would be worried about. Even if it's not Derrick Henry the whole time, even if it's Deontay Foreman, or, you know, it doesn't matter, Jeremy McNichols. Just that's, I think, a key aspect of, like, why the Titans can be successful.
Great point about the Bengals defense being banged up in their run defense. Great point. All right, let's get to Packers and Niners. Rodgers winless against the Niners in his career in the playoffs. History says they run all over the Packers in the playoffs. I feel very good about this Packers team. Really not nervous about it at all. They got just so many guys that are looking like they're coming back and got some freshness to them. I don't think the Niners have seen this type of running back duo before from the Packers in the playoffs. I know earlier this year it came down to Crosby hitting a field goal, but a lot of these guys weren't playing earlier in the year either. So for me, I love the Packers in this one. What's your thoughts on the line and the over-under?
Yeah, this is the one of the four games that I think is like the most unpredictable, honestly, because there's so much injury stuff to me that goes into how I think
the game
is going to be played. Garoppolo's condition looms over every handicapping angle of this game. I mean, we saw him play last week, and he was playing with a finger injury, and he played well, and now he has a shoulder injury in his throwing shoulder, and there's a lot of kind of dicey reports coming out about, not that he's not going to play, he's going to play, just, but like, what percent can someone be playing with multiple injuries having played last week in a relatively important physical game? It just, it leads to a lot of questions about like, do I want to bet this game? Like, do I feel comfortable putting money down? Now, the spread is created by two very important things. I actually think there is almost no difference between these two teams. I think I have the Packers rated just slightly better, and you're like, all right, well, you have them rated slightly better. How can they be 5.5, 6-point favorites? Home field advantage in the playoffs specifically for the Packers is worth a lot in the betting market. You will always see like at least like 3 points more in some situations, depending on the situation. And the Packers had a week off. That is heavily weighted into what's happening with this line. So the crazy thing is, these are actually two even teams, but because of the situation, the Packers are favored by a ton. So my advice is, don't bet the Packers just because of the things that I mentioned. Those are all built into the line. It's built in that this is a Lambeau night home playoff game, that the Packers had a week off, that they're getting maybe some injured players back. Now, we don't really know. We don't know if Bakhtiari is going to play. Looks right. Like Valdez Scantling might not play. So it's not like all roses for the Packers injury-wise in the game, but those things are all built in there. That's what's creating that really big cushion. If I knew Garoppolo was a little bit more kind of than what his condition is right now, I actually like the Niners with the points. Not that I think they're going to win necessarily, but I do really think the difference between these teams in their first meeting, how that was lined, really think it's sort of a smaller difference between them than maybe the market's giving them credit for.
There he is, our guy. Follow him on Twitter. He's the best. Follow him on Twitter at Locky Lockerson. Ken Barkley, you better, you bet. Rated based on downloads and everything else. One of the best podcasts in the country going right now. Download that Odyssey app and listen. Again, at Locky Lockerson on Twitter. Ken, thank you so much.
Sparky, thanks a lot. Have a good week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.